Hey, look out, it's Faith Talk Live. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe.
What a pleasure to talk to Hugh Henderson. He is the owner and founder of Capstone Hospice. Here at the get-go, thank you so much for what you and your team do. Let's talk about a little bit about what you guys do and how did you get into this? What did you do before you got into Capstone Hospice?
I didn't do much before I got into Capstone and Hospice. All kidding aside, my career has been largely in the hospice area. I have done this for 30 years. This is my 30th year. Started in 1992. I started Capstone 6.5 years ago, though. So have seen kind of the industry grow and change over the last three decades. And that was honestly part of the catalyst behind starting Capstone and wanting to get hospice back to its original roots, if you will, of a local based company providing local care to its community and being very responsive to the needs of that and being extremely patient focused, if you will, and not being motivated by a bottom line or other productivity metrics, but really looking at the whole metric of the patient family experience and are we achieving that goal?
And I think that's a big part of it. I see, a lot of your education is in counseling and psychology. And I think there's a lot of that goes into hospice care. It's more than treating the patient. It's also working with the families and being able to counsel through that time, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's how I started in hospice was as a counselor, worked in the social work department. So I know what it's like to go into a home and go into a home at that time when someone has a 6 months or less life expectancy. The majority of hospice patients are not even in that 6 month window, though. Mm-hmm. Most of them are about a third of hospice patients live less than 2 weeks. Which is one of the educational things that we're trying to do is to try to educate people that it is so much more than the very end of life. It's actually 6 months or less. And we have patients that go further than that. Also,
wow. So
that's one of our biggest challenges is people waiting too long to involve hospice care.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We're talking with Hugh Henderson. He's the owner and founder of Capstone Hospice. Is primarily home hospice, right? Or am I wrong?
That's correct. Yes, we are home hospice, but the home can be wherever that person considers their address. It could be an assisted living facility.
Okay.
About 70% of our patients are in assisted living facilities. The other, 30% are at home. A private residence per se. So it's, you have a team of professionals that are visiting the home on a regular basis. That's going to be registered nurses, nursing assistants to help with personal care, things like that, licensed social workers, and ordained chaplains that we have chaplains that work with us as well. And so, faith is a big part of our culture. As you can imagine, at the end of life is a very spiritual time for people. And it may be for people who have never been spiritual at any other point in their lives. It becomes spiritual at that point. And it's one of the maybe one of the only ones that I'm aware of a federal program that receives federal dollars that not only supports but mandates that we have a chaplain. that addresses it. It's a very holistic approach and that we look at both the emotional, the spiritual, as well as the clinical needs of the patient and their family at that time.
Hugh, when you started Capstone Hospice, you kind of wanted to get back to what hospice was supposed to be or what it should be. Talk about the difference that you guys have at Capstone Hospice.
So, well, one I've just alluded to, and that's just that it's a very, I would call, faith-friendly environment that a lot of people that I talk to, like yourselves, that are not in the industry are kind of shocked to hear that it's not a very faith-filled industry.
Right.
But, it, but it's really not. And so that is one way in which we're different there. We're also that the independent providers are few and far between. It's a corporation. It is a multi-site organization. And so you are one of a series of sites that an organization may have. Mm-hmm. And so we're different in that we are local. If a decision needs to be made and we need to move quickly, people can just walk down the hall to my office and I can give them an answer right then. There's no like emailing people or trying to arrange a conference call and things like that. And so one of our, you know, things that we say, we have something called the Capstone Creed. And then one of our creed items is that every patient, every decision we make should be based on what the patient's needs are. Mm-hmm. So what's the best interest of that patient should drive every decision that we make. And so I've got to send I, in essence, have a checks and balances to make sure that happens. And the fact that we are a single entity, that I am the owner and the director actively involved in the daily business. So overseeing those decisions to make sure that we're staying true to that as well. And we're, I guess another way we're different is that we've got largely a collection of people who are sold out on hospice, for better word, for lack of a better mm-hmm. word, that are just passionate about this, that believe in it, that may have done things in their career before where they were proud of the work that they did, but they weren't necessarily proud of who they were doing it for,
right?
Meaning their employer. Mm-hmm. And my dream was just to create an environment where we could match those things up, where I could give someone, you could be proud of both who you work for, and then what you do. And to me, that's an unstoppable combination. If you can give people, they can be proud of who's signing their paycheck as well as the work that they're doing, you're going to accomplish great things. And that's kind of been the very simple recipe that's got us to this point. And we've continued to grow and prosper, and God's been good to us. And so we just continue to respond to opportunities as they present themselves. And just our growth strategy is not numerically based. It is, let's do the right thing, provide the highest quality, and the growth takes care of itself. Mm-hmm. It will be a byproduct versus an end, an end that we're seeking for.
Awesome.
That was going to be my next question about your team. How do you find folks that are not only professional, but they're passionate about the same vision as you and taking care of the patients and you know, what they want?
Well, that, like every industry today, we have the same labor problems that everybody's having. Mm-hmm. It is the larger we get, the more difficult it gets to continue. When we first started, it was pretty easy because I could just cherry pick people I knew in the industry. And we could have an all-star team pretty quickly. But as we continue to have to add more and more people, it gets harder. And we've actually had more, we've had success more recently with people who do not come from a hospice background, but they have what I call that X factor when we're interviewing people. And that X factor largely is that passion. And that if they have that, that's something I can't teach them. I can teach you the mechanics of hospice, which honestly are really not that complicated because we're very narrow in our focus. I mean, we're at the point now where our main goal is just keeping people comfortable, enhancing their quality of life. So it's a very myopic goal that we have there at the end. So it's not that complicated, but I can't teach you to be compassionate and passionate about what you do. And if we can find that, then that's going to go a long way towards, we can mold those people. And honestly, they have been some of my best employees, have been people that have done other things for their career before, come other types of nursing or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hugh Henderson, check out the website there. It is capstonehospice.com. Hugh, a pleasure. We'd love to catch up with you in the summer to see what's going on.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Probst.
And I'm Dan Ratcliffe.
This is Faith Talk Live.